Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, a thrilling victory for your team last week. You do it in comeback fashion, get a late score there with Carter Pellett catching the touchdown to get some excitement in the crowd. I'm sure that was a good experience for your guys.
Yeah, no, it was great to see. The kids not giving up, playing tough. We exchanged turnovers late in the game, both back and forth there. That the kids were excited. They had a lot of energy, and they were doing a really good job of doing our adjustments, making different plays, and it was great to see. Kind of fourth down, was it fourth and 10 from the 25, makes it pretty interesting there that the kids don't lack for excitement.
Well, I guess the rest of the game, how did you feel like the team played overall?
Defense played well. I thought our defense really did a good job. They definitely tried to run the ball there. Unfortunately, with the Mud kid going out, it kind of made Ballard one-dimensional, which really helped us. Clearly, you don't want to see that happen to a kid, and you feel bad, and you hope he's okay this week. But when they had to put Rouse back there, it definitely changed the game, changed the dynamic. Our defense could key in, fly around easier on one kid than when they have two back there. So overall, the defense played really well. They did an amazing job with our halftime adjustments. The kids responded. The kids knew what they were doing, figured out their roles after we talked about it at halftime, and they did a great job of responding. Offensively, we were just kind of one or two miscues away again from really exploding, I feel like. We had one touchdown that wasn't a touchdown on the one-yard line twice on third and one, fourth and one, that if we punch that in, it's a different game. That we had a slant pattern over the middle that we overthrew in the first quarter that if we catch that, I don't know if it's a touchdown, but it's darn close. There wasn't a lot of people within 20 yards of Easton. So, those couple plays there that were just one or two little plays away, we had too many fumbles. We had too many fumbles there, with Isaac hopping in, with doing some different things on offense. With Dante being out, we didn't execute very well. We weren't as crisp. But luckily the passing game, the O-line blocked well. Caden picked us up. That was really good to see. We made some adjustments, and overall we got better as the game went on.
Well, and you always love to have the opportunity to be in some of those close games. Obviously, it's stressful in the moment, but you want your team to have that battle and that experience, and to get over the hump and come out on top of it is even better, because I'm sure it gives the kids that little extra boost of confidence when they get in that situation again.
Yeah, we had talked in the past that a lot of the times in Atlantic history, we haven't won that game. That we're kind of one play away, or ifs and buts, almost that we were there, but we couldn't do it, that hopefully this starts to turn the page for us in these close games, that no, we actually can win, and that the kids start believing in themselves as well, that good things can happen, that they're doing a great job and they're doing the right things, that now hopefully the wins pile up and they start showing all their hard work in the win column.
Well, you get to turn your attention now here to some district football, and you take on a tough opponent here to start with ADM. They've had some pretty good wins under their belt so far this season. It looks like their offense can be a little bit of explosive with two different guys that can do some things. Your initial thoughts on how you're going to attack here against the Tigers?
Yeah, they're loaded on offense. Coach Carter's done an amazing job that they do a lot of different things, and they do it fast. They're a no-huddle, up-tempo offense that – they're really hard to plan for because they do a lot of things really well. You're not really going to ever stop this kind of offense. Like with this style with Coach Carter, you just got to hope to limit it. We got to limit the big plays. We got to be disciplined. We got to be in our gaps that, Dahl at any moment can bust off a big run. Flora does an amazing job back there at quarterback that he commands the offense. They have an amazing defense, too. I mean, they have a couple guys over 40-plus tackles, 30-plus, that their defensive ends do an amazing job of funneling all in. Middle linebacker cleans it up with 50-plus tackles there for Christensen. That they're good. They're really good. All the way around, they're sound. There's a reason they're 4-0. And we're looking for a sound, fundamental football game that we need to make sure we're doing our job, and then good things will happen on our end.
Well, and it looks like certainly a team that can do both things out there on the offensive side, throwing and running the ball, but they've had a lot of success running the ball, and that's because they've got a quarterback that can do it too. That poses a little extra challenge usually for a defense. You got to make sure you're being honest and keeping track of that guy back there.
Yeah, they're definitely run first. I think they've run twice as much as they pass. But, that's just ball control. That means they have those athletes, that they want to do that. Like you said, at quarterback, at running back, at wide receiver, they line them up and then still run their jet sweeps. That it's a bunch of different looks that they definitely want to run the ball first, but they can throw it. Their play action pass game is really good. They hit a bunch of big plays with their fast wide receivers that they're not just a one-dimensional. It's just kind of what they want to do or what they're seeing the defense is going to give them. So overall, they make their big plays because they're tough to tackle. Tackling's got to be a point of emphasis that, you know, in the open field, in those plays, we got to limit the big plays by making sure we're in the right spot and making the tackle.
Yeah, I mean, a team like that that wants to kind of move you around and get some motion going, they want to get those guys in those one-on-one situations, like you said, and that makes it that much more important for the defense to be out there. It sure seems like, though, here recently, your team's been able to do that pretty well.
Our kids have done a great job. You know, last time we played them, Easton O'Brien wasn't available for us. That having Easton out there on the edge will help. So that way we can put other guys in positions that they're more comfortable in. Jackson McLaren will be moving opposite of Easton. That helps that we don't have to put them in a spot that they're not used to or they're not familiar with. And definitely making sure that we make the most of our tackles. Tanner O'Brien last week did a great job for us. Tyson O'Brien in the second half was flying downfield, doing a phenomenal job of his open field tackling as well. Clevi Johnson's come on really strong for us at corner with his open field tackling. So it's definitely something that we stress, we put an emphasis on, and a lot of our kids with wrestling backgrounds do a really good job with that.
Well, you already kind of alluded to this a little bit, but certainly seems like a defensive effort from the Tigers. It's pretty good up front and on the edges. And, of course, you know, when you have a guy that wants to be able to drop back and have some time to throw in Caden Anderson, guys up front are going to have to do a good job of slowing that edge down.
Yeah. Reed Woodyard and Brendan Casey are going to have great games. They do a phenomenal job with their defensive ends of getting loops, some stunts on the inside there, that they try to get those guys as free as they can to get a good pass rush in. We're going to have to move the pocket. We're going to have to sit in there. We're going to have to change up the count. We're going to have to help and chip with our running backs, that we definitely need to do a couple of extra things to make sure we account for guys. It's nothing that we don't normally do. We're not going to change the way that we do things, but we need to be conscious of that these guys are explosive and big-time players at these spots, that you got to keep eyes on them, that we got to be smart. We got to know what we're doing so that way we can counter what they want to do.
I guess when you look at them, are there spots where you guys really feel like you're going to be able to pick at them a little bit? What do you feel like maybe is going to be successful for you this week?
So that's a tough one, for the fact of if we could find something, you feel like somebody else would have done it. You know, being 4-0, you got to be that first team to find kind of the chink in the armor there, the crack in the glass that makes it go. But no, we're just going to try to play our brand of football, try to keep it as balanced as possible, figure out what they're going to give us, and then try to exploit that as much as possible.
In the past, the teams that we've seen from ADM have always had just kind of a wealth of speed. It sure seems like that's kind of still the case here, and that's, of course, how they want to run their offense is taking advantage of using that speed. Is that something you feel like, I guess, the team is ready and up for the challenge against?
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to what we talked about with being disciplined. We know they're fast. We know they want to get to the edge, and they can pound it up the middle too. I mean, but they're definitely wanting to get their speed guys the ball. So it's identifying and knowing, you know, when jet action's your way, that we got to be disciplined. We got to know. We got to take a couple steps out. We got to be in the right spot to counter, because we're not as fast as them. That when you have a couple kids in the open one, a couple kids, state champion in the open two, 4x1 team in track, that those guys can fly. And it's translating to the football field for them that, no, we got to be disciplined. We got to make sure that we have more than one guy to the ball, that we got to get our defensive line with hands on so our linebackers can get a free run. That no, it just comes down to discipline, being in the right spot, and that's how you got to counter speed, is by being in the right place at the right time and making sure that we're there.
When we talked a couple of weeks ago, you kind of had the hope that, you know, you'd be able to continually improve and maybe get a couple wins under your belt in non-district actions to get ready for this moment here in district play, because now this is when it really becomes important to get those W's. And now you have that chance to step out there, and this is when kind of that intensity ratchets up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's magnified. Mistakes get a little bit bigger. Big plays become even bigger. That district play is upon us, where it's a whole new season. It doesn't matter, for the most part, what you did in non-district play, because if you get first or second in your district, you're in. Yeah. You know, a couple years ago, a Kemper team was in our district when we were back down in 2A, that they went 0-4 in non-district play and then went out in district. They went 5-0 and they make the playoffs. So it's kind of one of those things where it's great. We've built upon it. We've learned, and we got some wins, got some losses from non-district play. But now it really comes to fruition there that we need to make sure that we're doing what we need to do in order to set us up for success, because we have 2 weeks of really good football teams with ADM and Harlan. And you got to take them 1 week at a time, but we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can on our side of the ball to set us up for success.
Well, and I'm sure you're expecting a great atmosphere. It's a homecoming week here and all the other stuff that goes along with that, and kids enjoying the moment. And I'm sure they would be very happy if a lot of folks come out and support them.
Yeah, not only homecoming, but we got our little kids football night. So that the little kids, hopefully, we have out there as well. They're going to be honored before the game, a homecoming court. And then halftime, there's homecoming court as well with all the festivities. There's plenty of distractions. There's plenty of activities going on that, you know, I just hope the kids are focused on the game, focused on what we need to control as the football team so everybody else can enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy what's going on so that way our kids can perform the best that they can out there for them. But, no, we're really hoping for a great crowd. We're hoping for the parade people to come in, watch the freshman game, stay for the varsity, that hopefully both these teams put on a great show. They do an amazing job of performing in front of these hopefully large crowds, and, you know, just wish for the best.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time again this week.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer, and that's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJAN.